Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday at long last, October 4th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
All week, I've been one day off. And now that it's like finally Friday, I don't even know what day it feels like. I mean, it's good to be here, Kelly. Thanks for having us. Always good to be here.
I'm actually very glad to have you with us today, Brian, because we're going to talk a little bit about cryptocurrency. And specifically today, we're going to talk about something interesting that Tim Cook both said and did not say when it comes to cryptocurrency as a concept.
Goody. I like it.
Brian's ready to dig in. Andrew, do you want to take us through this?
Yes. So Tim Cook had an interview, it sounds like, with a French newspaper, I think it is, where he's talking about...
Les Echos.
Yes. And what did he say?
So a while ago... And by that, I think it was maybe last month or a couple months ago, Tim Cook had made a comment basically saying, we think cryptocurrency, or no, it was the head of Apple Pay, I think, Jennifer Bailey, saying, we think cryptocurrency is an interesting space and we're going to keep an eye on it. And so one of the conclusions that everyone jumped to is Apple going to, you know, maybe create their own Apple Coin cryptocurrency?
Mm-hmm. iCoin! Yes, I remember.
Yes. So today, Tim Cook made some comments to this newspaper saying, here's one of the quotes. He says, no, I really think that a currency should stay in the hands of countries. I'm not comfortable with the idea of a private group setting up a competing currency. And then he also says, a private company shouldn't be looking to gain power this way. So it seems that he's kind of throwing shade towards Facebook.
It doesn't seem like
I was going to say I would take the seams right out of that sentence because, yeah, I believe he is. In fact,
Tim Cook set up a shade company, invested heavily in that shade company, and then had that shade company deliver all of its shade and all future shades all directly to Facebook. That's what that was.
You can look forward to further coverage of Apple Shade right here on Daily Observations. I'm going to giggle about that for a long time. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. He added another line, too, that was reported, at least. The currency like defense needs to stay in the hands of countries. That's the heart of their mission.
And the interesting thing about that...
There's one more.
But wait, there's more.
We elect our... This is Tim Cook speaking on just how shifty Facebook is being. We elect our representatives to assume their governmental responsibilities. Companies aren't elected and should not be going in this direction. Boom!
Boom. What were you saying about a shade company, Brian?
Yeah. He maybe has put some money into buying other shade companies to expand his shade company's
machine learning.
Shade.
Yes. I believe his shade company is now invested heavily in machine learning shade. So, Brian, talk to us a little bit about this as a person who actively follows the cryptocurrency space, because there's a couple things in there that you pointed out earlier that I thought were notable.
Well, there's a whole lot that's interesting about it. First of all, I completely agree with them. I'm a cryptocurrency fan, and the difference between Bitcoin, of which I am a fan, is and Libra, which is Facebook's cryptocurrency, is that neither one of them are a government issuing their own currency or a central bank issuing its own currency.
Right.
But one is this private company and the other is this, you know, loose amalgamation of a large group of people who, you know, none of whom are there. Certainly there's a lot about cryptocurrency that is designed to evade government control, bypass government control, exist outside the control of government, but it's not a private for-profit company looking to basically be able to do it at once without a government stopping it. And I could be wrong to feel this way, but I think that there's a huge difference between Facebook and then all these other cryptocurrencies. And very specifically, I think that what Facebook is trying to do is trying to make itself further outside the ability of any country or even a group of countries to control it. And it's trying to set itself up to be above the law with Facebook Libra. I am radically opposed to Facebook doing this. And I think that every government on the planet should come hammering down on Facebook like, you know, like the 800-pound gorillas that they are, mm-hmm. and stop Libra from existing. And with that in mind, and with that context, I am a fan of cryptocurrency. I am a fan of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So, now, yeah.
My question, because I don't know, is how far along is Libra as a cryptocurrency? Because the last I saw was Facebook said, we want to do this. And basically everyone who was asked about it went, no.
I'm sure they're working
for various values of no, like we don't care or we won't accept it or we don't think it's right or whatever. Like there was a whole bunch of like, it's not backlash, but definitely not positive reaction to Facebook doing this.
Yeah, but there is so far no government activity to stop Libra from existing.
Right. Okay.
At least that I know of. There may be some task forces or whatever. You know, and governments largely don't know what to do about cryptocurrency. I know we've got this other topic kind of lingering in the background, which is the IMF. What exactly did the IMF say?
They were just calling on a couple of economists at the IMF were calling on policymakers to take prompt regulatory action to address the notable risks of these privately issued digital currencies, which they call stable coins.
Yeah, they're referring very specifically to cryptocurrencies that are designed to track a government-backed currency. So it's different than Bitcoin, which is not a stable coin. And a Libra would be a stable coin, would be included within the stable coin world, because Libra is supposedly backed by a basket of various crypto, various currencies from around the world, so that it actually maintains a stable value. And it's interesting to me too that while Tim Cook is very very specifically saying that Facebook is way out of line with Libra, he's mincing no words about this whatsoever. He's just not using the word Facebook and Libra or the words Facebook and Libra in his condemnation. But he's also not directly addressing cryptocurrencies that are not in the hands of a private corporation. Mm-hmm. He's not saying that they're okay, but he's also not, his wording doesn't include those in what he's saying, because he's talking very specifically about large corporations. He doesn't say large, but really, let's be honest, it's large corporations where the danger is. Mm-hmm. The large corporations shouldn't do this. And again, most I mean, like, you know, Facebook itself is worth a crap ton more than Bitcoin. Like, Bitcoin's, what is Bitcoin's current market cap? I think it's 146 billion off the top of my head. And if I got that right, I'm going to be kind of like all proud of myself. 13.46 billion? Really? Is that it? No, there we go. 448 billion as of right now. And then Facebook's market cap is, we're going to get this. We're making sausage right here. 513 billion. I mean, like, Facebook is 2.5 times bigger than, you know, Bitcoin. We hear all this stuff about Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And Facebook is much, 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 much larger. Apple is infinitely larger.
Yes.
That's not infinitely. Not even close.
But orders of magnitude, like lots.
Yeah, Google and Microsoft and Amazon are all much larger companies than Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency. So, you know, like the ways any of these mega companies, mega tech companies, could come in and really disrupt governance and regulation is greatly, it's much greater danger that with a big tech company that doing this than any of the cryptocurrencies.
Right. And it's been interesting to sort of listen to Apple talk about how this is an interesting space. Like I said earlier, iCoin. And then, you know, because that was where everybody took it. And then to go from there to, yeah, we don't think this is a thing that big companies should be in the middle of, which is still a valid point of view. And that doesn't mean that it's not an interesting space to them, but it's also been interesting to watch the shade, you know, like you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. So
And this is the second time that Tim Cook has thrown the, you know, direct shade at Facebook. Yes. Tim Cook called privacy a human right.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, being highly critical of Facebook, again, without ever actually saying so. And we know that that Mark Zuckerberg flipped out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did hear the reaction to that was less
sure
than positive.
Flipping out about this particular comments about Libra too.
Right.
I hope he is.
I do too. He should be. If he's not, we got news for you. yeah, definitely. I think, and I think that's part of it, is that like we've seen a lot. We tend to see a lot of government talking about tech, and in whatever way, like, this isn't a good idea, or you know, everybody having end-to-end encryption is a bad idea, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, we see a lot of government talking specifically about tech companies, but we don't always see the tech companies talking as specifically about each other. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we don't necessarily hear. I think that's part of what's notable here. Now, granted, I don't listen to or read every statement that comes out of Microsoft leadership or Google leadership, for example. But I feel like I do see a fair amount of that. And I don't see a whole lot of people going, you know, like other companies going, you know, Facebook's really onto something, or, you know, Google and mining all that customer data, like, that's not the worst thing. Like, you know, we're really not hearing a whole lot of that kind of stuff. And so it is sort of interesting to see the calling out that happens that Apple is regularly doing, you know, privacy is a human right, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is true. And Tim Cook is essentially advocating for the status quo. So he's essentially advocating for governments and central banks to remain in charge of, you know, currency and issuing currencies and essentially regulating those currencies too. And, you know, don't forget that it wasn't the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, was invented in the very early years of the 20th century. And before that, like, individual banks would release their own dollars. They would print their own dollars, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, the issuing of the dollar bill was left up to private enterprise.
Yeah.
I.e. banks.
Yeah.
And so it's he's like I say, he's essentially advocating for the status quo and saying that governments should be in charge of that. And this is the guy who thinks that privacy needs to be protected from governments too. So it's not like he's some big government loving person. You know, Apple went toe to toe with the FBI during the Obama administration over encryption and over whether or not Apple should have to have any kind of backdoor that they're going to give access to government. And Apple has argued vociferously against the existence of backdoors in encryption.
Mm-hmm.
So again, forever. it's not like Tim Cook is some big government loving person. He's also called himself a capitalist and argues against high taxation and, you know, things like that too. So this is pretty profound. And I hope the government regulators are paying attention to this. And again, that governments around the world come down on Facebook and stop Libra from existing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think the U.S. government is going to allow Libra, just because much of the power of the U.S. is in the dollar. And if Facebook can get its, you know, 2.5 billion users to use Libra, that I think at that point it becomes a threat to the dollar.
It becomes a threat to a lot of things.
Yeah, that there's a whole lot more than just the dollar, I think, that comes into play there. Definitely. So I think, Andrew, you're onto something there. What I'm curious about is how that would happen. Like how the government would not let Libra be a thing. So,
I mean, yeah, like if we're going to our second topic now, these IMF economists are saying maybe the only way is just with strong regulation in this area. And it sounds like they're encouraging central banks to issue and agree upon their own digital currency.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much about banks and central governments and central banks. I mean, like, I don't really know how keen I am on Citibank having its own cryptocurrency.
Wouldn't that take us back to where we were when every bank had its own money, basically?
Yeah.
In some ways, yeah. But at the same time, there's a lot that a cryptocurrency, that an open ledger system can do for people, for companies, for transactions, for the speed of transactions. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot that can be done with these technologies, with blockchain technology, with all of the cryptos that rely on blockchain technology. There's just a lot that could be done to sort of move the ability to transfer value from one party to another party more efficiently and more accurately and more honestly.
Mm-hmm.
With greater transparency. And I think at some point we're going to see, I mean, like, China is supposedly working on its own cryptocurrency and has been studying cryptocurrency since 2014. China has, you know, dabbled on and off again with, you know, banning Bitcoin or banning mining or facilitating mining or, banning the exchange of Bitcoin for the yuan within China's borders. I mean, like, you know, and they are supposedly looking at issuing their own, or in the process of developing their own cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just China. I don't think that the U.S. is doing that. I don't think that anyone in the EU is doing that. I don't think Russia is doing that.
Although it wouldn't surprise me if Russia were at least trying.
Yeah, you know, why not? Why build it? The one could just take it.
No, valid. I guess that makes sense, too. Well, I guess, so to restate my question, not because I expect you to have an answer, Andrew, but I'm curious how the government could prevent Facebook, but not any of the others from existing. You know, like, how do you find a way to shut that down without also shutting down, you know, Bitcoin or some of the other ones? But honestly, I think part of the issue that, well, part of what would work in Facebook's favor, I think, is that for a lot of people, money has become digital currency in the first place. You know, if you get your paycheck direct deposited and you use a credit card, I was going to say if you use plastic, but Apple cards aren't plastic. If you uh-huh. use a credit card or you use your watch or you use your phone to pay for stuff, and then you send other people money using PayPal and Venmo and Square Cash and Apple Pay Cash and all these other things, like there's like another layer of abstraction almost to money, you know, it, as a concept. Like you buy stuff all the time, but how often do you have actual money on your person, you know? And for most people, that is either for a lot of people, that's rarely or even never. Like, you know, it's not uncommon for me to go ages without having actual cash in my wallet, because I generally don't need it for anything. So I think that's part of where it could be very easy for people to adopt a Facebook one the way they adopted Venmo or Apple Pay Cash or Square Cash or, you know, any of these other things, because it's sort of a, like, we've already reached the point where a lot of currency is sort of not, air quote, real money anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of, you know, well, if I can just pay people with Facebook, you know, that sounds, that could sound really appealing to somebody who doesn't stop and think that sentence through after they say it out loud.
But it could also be, I'm going to keep monologuing, apparently. I know you sent that to Andrew, and here I am butting in, but there's a world of difference between a digital currency and a cryptocurrency.
Yes, that's true.
Digital currencies are still largely going through the banking system, and cryptocurrencies are not going through the banking system.
Yes.
And you also asked how a country could actually outlaw this. The U.S. could have outlawed Bitcoin a long time ago.
Well, what I meant specifically was Libra, but not also take down any of the ones that already exist that are fine.
You use regulation to target what you want, and you're good to go. But there is just this world of difference between like money being digital and a cryptocurrency.
Right. And I like that part I totally understand. But for a lot of people, there could be a certain amount of appeal in a digital currency. That's all, is just that, like, at this point, the idea of everything requiring cold, hard cash is far less common than it used to be. So that's all. Like, if this is, you know, if this is money that's only on my phone or money that's only on my computer, that's not completely foreign to most people anymore, like, as an idea. I know that in practice they are completely different things, but if it's, you know, I use my phone to pay for stuff and sometimes it comes out of my bank account and sometimes it comes out of my Bitcoin account, for a lot of people that would not be a dramatic difference. It's still just I pay with my phone and that's the thing that happens. So just from an end user standpoint, it doesn't seem different.
Yeah, and that kind of ties in with another comment these economists are saying. They say perhaps governments should require stablecoin providers to fully back coins with central bank reserves, the safest and most liquid assets available. Which is interesting because Libra it's a bit different than Bitcoin because they do want it to be backed by fiat currencies. But that means they have to have other entities playing along with them. Mm-hmm. And just yesterday or the day before, I had read in the news that Visa, MasterCard, and I think PayPal were like changing their minds and backing away from Libra because they know that the government is might going to crack down on that.
So it sounds like they might have some idea which way the wind is blowing. And yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, as this continues to evolve, I'm sure we will talk more about it. And I want to thank both of you for coming here and talking about it with me. I look forward to doing more of this in the future. So, Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for picking up those stories for us to discuss. And Brian, thanks for coming by. I always love when we can have you here to talk about something like cryptocurrency. That's always enlightening to me.
Happy to be here. I'm sorry for monologuing. And definitely we live in interesting times in the good and bad ways to go with that person.
In the Chinese statement slash curse kind of way.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you again both for being here today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.